It's always a joy to be back with you folks.
回来看到大家非常的喜乐。
And it looks like fall weather is finally here.
然后现在好像秋天真的来了。
I'm very excited about that because it has been entirely too hot for the month of September and October.
我感到非常的开心，因为一整个暑假都非常的热。
Today I'd like to continue a sermon that I started with you just a few weeks ago.
今天我们接着来讲主导文。
And it's on the Lord's Prayer.
今天的题目是主导文。
And I'd like to start by reminding everyone here that it's possible that we're going to stumble in life.
在开始之前的话，我想提醒大家，就是我们人生中总是会无法避免跌倒。
A lot of famous people have stumbled in life.
现实生活中有一些很有名的人，他们也会跌倒。
This is Heidi Klum. She stumbled at the Primetime Emmy Awards.
这个人他叫海蒂克鲁姆，他在艾美奖颁奖典礼上跌倒了。
This is Madonna. She stumbled at the British Music Awards.
这个是麦当娜，她在2015年全英音乐颁奖典礼上跌倒。
This is Usain Bolt, fastest man on the planet, and he stumbled.
这个是跑得最快的，就是那个他叫博尔特，他在200米决赛之后庆祝的时候被撞倒跌倒了。
A cameraman on a Segway came up behind him and just took him right out.
有一个摄影师从后边追尾了，然后撞到了他，他们俩就全部都跌倒了。
This is Jennifer Lawrence. She stumbled as she was receiving an Academy Award.
这个人他叫詹妮弗·劳伦斯，他在拿到奥斯卡影后之后上台领奖的时候跌倒了。
Michelle Obama and Stevie Wonder stumbled as they were walking onto the platform together.
这个是第一夫人米歇尔，她和一个歌手然后一起上台的时候跌倒。
And Tina Fey and Amy Poehler both stumbled as they took the stage at the Emmys.
这个是缇娜·菲和艾米·波勒，他们上台颁奖的时候跌倒了。
Now my most famous stumble took place when I was in seventh grade.
就是我最有名的一个跌倒是在我七年级的时候。
I was asked to play my trombone at church.
我当时被邀去表演长号。
And as I was walking up the steps to play my trombone,
当我就是来回走的时候，
I tripped.
然后我绊倒了。
And as I fell, I threw my trombone into the air.
我绊倒的时候，然后我的长号就直接被扔出去了。
Now in those days, pastors used to sit on the platform and they had big king chairs for them.
就是在过去的时候，牧师都一般坐在台上最前面的一个像国王椅的椅子上。
And the pastor had to lift his legs because the trombone was being thrown at him.
然后他必须得把脚抬起来，因为这个长号就直接冲着他去了。
Well, the trombone hit the back wall and it fell into several different pieces.
然后这个就击在了墙上，然后立马就碎成了碎片。
So everyone was laughing at the time.
然后那个时候所有的人都在笑。
So I put the trombone back together and amazingly I was able to play the song.
然后就最神奇的事情是我把这个长号又安在一起之后它竟然还能吹。
Have you ever stumbled?
你们大家有跌倒吗？
I'm sure that just about everybody here has stumbled physically at some point.
我相信在座的每一个人曾经都这个身体上都有曾跌倒过。
But have you ever stumbled spiritually?
但是大家属灵上是否有跌倒过？
Have you ever done something that you knew that the holy God in heaven would say, "Don't do that. That's not right."
你们曾经是否有过这样的情形，就是你明明知道，这样做是错的？
Have you ever had a thought that went through your mind that wasn't pleasing to God?
而且你知道这个你要做的事情是不讨神喜悦的。
Has an unkind word ever come off of your lips that might hurt someone?
甚至你知道你口中将要说的话会伤害到某个人。
Have you ever done something, an action that might hurt someone else?
甚至你曾经做过一些行为会伤害到某些人。
Well, it seems to me that I think that that's a problem that every person in this room has.
对于我来说，这个情况是在座每一个人都会发生的。
If you're sitting there and you're saying, I have never stumbled, you have a problem.
如果你在座每一个人你说我从来没有过这种情况，那你肯定是有问题的。
Because the Bible clearly says that we all fall short of God's glory.
因为圣经中就是清楚地说到过，我们每个人都会跌倒。
But here's my question for you. What is your stumbling strategy?
那我的问题是，当你们应对跌倒，你们有什么方式去应对？
When you find yourself down and out, what's your strategy to get back up?
当你跌倒的时候，你用什么方式再重新站起来？
We are working through something called the 40 days of prayer.
我们现在正在进行一个40天的祷告。
And part of our 40 days is learning how to have a stumble strategy.
那其中的一项就是通过祷告来学习如何去应对跌倒。
And that is the main part of the second half of the Lord's Prayer.
那这个就是主导文第二部分一个其中非常重要的点。
You remember that the Lord's Prayer is not a formula. It's not something that we would just pray itself.
大家记得吗？上周我有提到过主导文并不是一个祷告的公式。
Jesus said, this then is how you should pray, not what you should pray.
主耶稣告诉我们说你们祷告要这样说，而不是说你们应该说这些内容，这些话。
So what I'm going to try to teach you in our time together today is how to use the Lord's Prayer daily in your life to help you have a more dynamic prayer life.
我今天就是要教大家如何使用主导文的方式来去进行每日的祷告。
And this is building on the first 5 steps that we took just a few weeks ago.
这个的话是建立在我们上次提到的那五点。
So step 6 is the prayer of cleansing.
第六步的话是一个洁净的祷告。
We admit our stumblings.
我们承认我们会跌倒。
We come humbly before a holy God and we say, God, would you forgive me?
然后我们就是非常谦卑地来到神的面前，然后去求问神，你愿意原谅我吗？
Now, there's various ways of translating this word sins.
在英语中，这个 sin 这个词可以有很多个翻译的方式。
I think in the words that we read today, it was used as debts.
我们今天用的这个词的话是债。
The New Living Translation says sins.
在这个版本写的是罪。
It's also translated as wrongs or trespasses.
也可以翻译成过错和罪过。
But what's important is this Greek word, aphiletes, is a word that conveys a financial debt to someone else.
如果我们看希腊这个原词的意思的话，它其实这个词传达的是在财务上、道德上还有义务上的一个亏欠。
It means that you have a moral obligation to someone else because you have failed.
因为这个就意思说你在道德上对某人有亏欠，因为你没有达到这个目标。
And you will never understand this failure until you understand the character of God.
直到你了解了神的属性，你才会了解这个意义。
We worship a holy God, that there is no sin, there is no darkness, there is no stain in him at all.
我们的上帝是圣洁完美的，没有一丝的瑕疵。
He can't even be in the presence of sin.
他甚至他没有一点点的罪。
So every time that we have a thought or an action or a word that displeases him, we are committing treason.
就每当我们有一些坏的行为，一些一丝不好的想法，那我们都是属于是悖逆了，亏欠了神。
And treason is punishable by death.
然后罪，这是一种罪，那罪的公价就是死。
The result is that we ourselves experience guilt and shame.
那其中带出来一个后果就是我们会活在内疚和羞耻中。
We realize that we're separated from this holy God and that he has withdrawn his presence from us.
那我们也会尝试就是体验到一种隔绝和我们圣洁的上帝的一个隔绝。
Now people have a wrong understanding of God as our Heavenly Father.
我们常常对我们的神有一个错误的想法。
There are people that think God wants us to feel guilty.
我们常常认为神希望我们感到内疚和羞耻。
But that's not what the Bible teaches.
但是圣经不是这样讲的。
God wants us to be free. He wants us to be holy.
神想要我们自由，神想要我们圣洁。
And he has created a way for us to experience this forgiveness.
并且他为我们预备了一个赦罪的路。
And the forgiveness is in the cross.
那原谅就是通过十字架。
It's the only way for our cosmic treason to be taken away from us.
这个是唯一的一个我们得到宽恕的方式。
When we say, God, I have stumbled before you, please forgive me.
我们来到神的面前说，主，我跌倒了，求你原谅我。
Because the price has been paid by Jesus.
因为主耶稣已经承担担当了我们所有的过犯。
Our sin can be taken away.
那我们的罪就立马得到宽恕了。
And Jesus' perfect record can be given to us. Jesus' perfect righteousness, his life can be given to us.
主耶稣是绝对公义的。
In 1 John 1:9, it says this. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and righteous and will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节说到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This means if you have the courage to say, "Forgive me, God."
这就意味着，如果我们只要有勇气迈出这一步，向神说，原谅我。
He has the power to provide that forgiveness.
那神就有这个力量，他会赦免我们。
Dr. Carl Memminger is a famous clinical psychiatrist.
这个人的话，他是一个非常有名的临床精神病学家。
And this is his headquarters in Topeka, Kansas.
这是他的，就是那个精神病院的一个地方。
And Dr. Carl Memminger is a believer and has faith in Jesus Christ.
他是信主的。
And he has observed, because he has worked with people in his psychiatric hospital for decades.
他有很丰富的经验，就是和这些精神病人在一起。
And he said this about his institutionalized patients.
他曾经说过这样的话。
He said that if 75% of his patients knew that they were forgiven, they could walk out of that hospital today.
他曾经说过，如果他能够说服他的患者，告诉他们说他们的罪行已得到赦免，那么75%的人就会在第二天走出病房。
Guilt and shame cripples us in our lives.
这种负罪感和羞耻感每天压抑着我们。
And because we all stumble,
因为我们每一个人都会跌倒。
We need to have a strategy for experiencing forgiveness.
我们需要有一个方式得到宽恕。
And that forgiveness is found in the phrase, "Lord, forgive us our sins."
那这个宽恕的方式就是我们来到主的面前，请求他宽恕我们。
But for us to experience that, there is one condition.
但于对于我们来说，就是一个条件。
And that's the prayer of release.
就是我们要学会原谅。
As we forgive those who sin against us.
主导文中说，如同我们免了人的债。
In this step, we are going to release the people that have hurt us in our lives.
在这一步的话，我们要学会去原谅那些曾经伤害过我们的人。
And this is the hardest part of the Lord's Prayer.
这是祷告中最难的一部分。
There are many people in this room right now, and you have actually been abused in life.
在这个房间里，每一个，我相信很大多数人都曾经被人虐待过。
Someone has hurt you deeply.
有一些人曾深深地伤害你。
It could have been yesterday.
可能就是昨天发生的事。
It could have been a lifetime ago.
或者是很早很早以前的事。
And in your mind, you're thinking right now, this isn't fair.
你可能现在脑袋中在想，这不公平啊。
This person hurt me many times.
这个人伤害了我这么多次。
And you're telling me I just have to let them off the hook?
难道你就告诉我让我这样轻易地放过他们
But I agree with you, it isn't fair.
我同意你的讲法，这是不公平。
But forgiveness is not about fairness.
但是宽恕无关于公平。
Forgiveness is about grace.
宽恕关乎于恩典。
And the first key of learning how to forgive others is to remember how much we have been forgiven by God.
学习原谅别人的第一个关键就是要记住你曾经被神原谅了很多次。
Could you read Ephesians 4?
Okay. 在以弗所书的四章三十二节说到，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
We forgive people to the degree that we ourselves have been forgiven.
我们原谅别人是因为我们也被神原谅了。
It wasn't right for God to forgive us, but he did.
神原谅我们也是不公平的，但是他却这样做了。
It wasn't right for Jesus to hang on a cross, but he did.
耶稣为我们钉十字架也是不公平的，但是他也这样做了。
And so because he did, we are going to forgive others.
他们这样做是因为想要我们也去这样去对别人。
You will never have to forgive anyone more than God has already forgiven you.
你对别人的宽恕永远也赶不上神对你的宽恕。
Could you read Matthew 6:14-15?
Yeah. 马太福音的六章十四到十五节说到，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
That is a scary verse.
这是一个很令人警醒的经文。
Because you are going to be hurt in life.
因为你们注定在生活中会受到伤害。
And when you're hurt, you only have two choices.
当你受到伤害的时候，你只有两个选择。
You can relive the hurt, or you can release the hurt.
你可以一遍遍地重温这样的伤害，或者是去释放。
When you relive the hurt and you don't forgive the person, you're literally chained to that person and that act forever.
如果你一遍一遍重温伤害的话，那你会永远活在痛苦中。
But if you release it, you are set free.
如果你释放的话，那你就得到了自由。
In 1 Corinthians 13 and Matthew 7, could you read those two?
Yeah. 马太福音的五章七节说到，怜悯人的有福了，因为他们必蒙怜悯。哥林多前书的十三章五节说到，不计算人的恶。
When I prayed this prayer after this new study, I did something that I had not done for many, many years.
当我在读到这节经文的时候，我回想到了有一个事情，就是我这些年都没有做过。
I was in my study and I said, Lord, I forgive every person who has ever wronged me in life.
当我在做这个功课的时候，我对神说，我要原谅这是就是我人生中所有伤害我的人。
Today, the slate, the blackboard, I'm going to wash it clean. There are no records of anyone hurting me anymore.
我今天要把这个白板上所有曾经伤害我的这些记录全部都擦掉。
And when I got done praying that, there was like this huge burden lifted from my shoulders.
但是当我这样去祷告的时候，我感觉到我肩膀上有一个很沉重的担子。
If you want to be free today,
不好意思，刚刚是就是我身上担子全部都卸下来了。如果你今天这样祷告的话
，Forgive every person who's hurt you。
如果你原谅每一个在生活中伤害到你的人。
Step 8, the prayer of protection.
这个是一个保护的祷告，第八步。
Lead us not into temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探。
We ask God to watch our hearts and to guard our hearts from the evil that is out in the world.
我们求神保守我们的心，免受这世界上所有邪恶的试探。
Actually, step 7 and step 8 go together.
其实第七步和第八步是在一起的。
Now that we've been, I'm sorry, step 6. Now that we've been forgiven, we don't want to fall into those same patterns time and time again.
当我们的罪被赦免之后，我们不希望再陷入同样的罪中。
But we have to understand what is temptation.
那我们必须得了解什么是试探。
Temptation is anything that keeps you from experiencing fellowship with God.
试探就是任何阻挠我们全心全意爱上帝的事。
It can be bad stuff.
可以是坏的事情。
It can be good stuff.
也可以是好的事情。
It can be your career is keeping you from God.
也有可能是你的工作让你离开了神。
It could be an addiction that's keeping you from God.Sin can keep you from God.
也可能是你的罪让你离开了神。
There was this one woman who wore this T-shirt. Lead me not into temptation. I can find the way myself.
这个是有一个人他在 T 恤上印着这句话，叫我遇见试探，我能找到路逃脱。
Because in reality, many of us don't want to be led away from temptation.
因为很多时候我们并不是真正的想逃离试探。
Temptation promises too much fun for us.
因为这些试探的话，往往是有时候是有趣的。
Temptation stirs the blood and inflames the imagination.
有些试探它会让我们热血沸腾，激发我们的想象力。
We like temptation; it's entertaining.
我们喜欢试探，因为它们非常的有意思，很享受。
We fantasize about temptation; it seems to provide.Extra blood for our bodies.
我们经常脑袋会去渴望这些试探，因为它让我们可以更活跃。
Temptation makes us feel so alive.
它让我们让我们有个多姿有趣的生活。
But what people don't see is that temptation is deadly.
但是人们却往往没有意识到试探非常的危险。
This is how I pray this. Lord, when I have the opportunity to sin, keep me from the inclination. And when I have the inclination to sin, keep me from the opportunity.
这是我的一个祷告。这里讲的就是主啊，当我有机会犯罪的时候，请你让我脱离犯罪的倾向。那当我有犯罪倾向的时候，请让这样的机会远离我。
Sin is deadly. We have to stay away from it.
罪是致命的，我们一定要远离它。
Two ladies were shopping in Tijuana, Mexico.
有两个女士，她们在墨西哥的一个购物中心购物。
And as they were going back to their car, they noticed in a gutter a chihuahua, a little dog that was struggling for its life.
当他们回到车上的时候，他们看到车旁边的一个水沟里头有一个吉娃娃，然后非常的看似非常的痛苦。
So they reached down into the sewer and they picked up the little animal. They put it in a bag and they took it home.
所以他们就把这个吉娃娃带回了家里。
And they tried to feed the animal and nurse the animal back to health, but it just wasn't getting better.
然后他们做了很多的工作，帮他喂食，然后拍他，希望他可以回到一个健康的状态。
So they took the animal to a vet to help get the animal better.
所以他们就把他带到了一个兽医那里，希望可以医治他。
When the vet saw the animal, he said, "Where did you get this animal?"
当兽医看到了之后，他就说：“你从哪里捡到他的？”
And knowing that they had done something illegal by bringing this pet into the United States, they didn't want to give an answer. They just wanted to leave.
就是他们就是担心这个事就是非法的，然后把一些动物带到了美国。
And he said, "You are not leaving this place until you tell me where you got this animal."
然后兽医就说：“你们不准离开这个地方，直到你们告诉了我，你们到底从哪儿捡到了它。
”And they finally said, "We found him in a sewer in Tijuana, Mexico."
然后他们就说：“我那个是在墨西哥的一个水沟里头捡到它的。”
And the vet said, "You brought home a rabid Mexican river rat."
然后他就说：“你带回家的是一个患狂犬病的墨西哥河鼠。”
That's what sin is.
然后这非常疯狂。
We think, "Oh, I could just take this little pet home; it'll be fine." But sin is deadly. It will destroy your life. It will destroy your relationships. It will destroy your church.
我们有时候带回家的看似是无害的，但是它却极其的危险。它有可能会摧毁你的教会、你的生活、你的孩子。
Things that appear harmless can actually kill you.
这些有趣无害的事情，事实上其实可以杀掉你。
I did two funerals in the past 60 days of young men whose lives were taken because of sin.
在我过去60天，我去过参加了两个葬礼，然后两个男士他就是因为罪而死去的。
Lead us not into temptation.
所以让我们远离试探。
When temptation knocks, let Jesus get the door.
当试探来敲门的时候，让耶稣开门。
We need his help for victory.
我们需要神来得胜。
Step 9, the prayer of deliverance.
第九步，解救的祷告。
Deliver us from evil.
让我们救我们脱离凶恶。
In this step, I'm not depending on my own power. I'm going to depend on God's power.
在这一步的话，我们不可以依靠自己的力量，我们要依靠上帝的力量。
When we're overwhelmed, when we were falsely accused, when we are mistreated, who do you turn to?
当我们不堪重负、被冤枉，或者是受到不公正待遇的时候，我们会寻求谁的帮助呢？
If you're going to be your own defense attorney, then you are your defense attorney.
那如果你要依靠自己的话，你就是你自己的辩护人。
But if you say to Jesus, "Jesus, would you be my defense attorney?" You have the best defense attorney in the whole universe on your case.
如果你向主求救的话，那主耶稣会成为你的辩护人，这个世界上最有力量的人。
In the prayer of deliverance, we are asking God to defend us.
所以我们要在这样的情况中寻求主的帮助。
And the prayer of deliverance can actually, you can reduce the prayer of deliverance to one word.
我们可以把所有的就这个祷告归结于一个字。
The word is help.
救我。
That's it.
就这样。
Help, Father, I need help.
父啊，救我，我需要帮助。
A great story survives from early colonial United States.
这个是一个非常有名的故事，就是五月花号上的清教徒。
As the pilgrims were coming over in 1620 on the Mayflower, they encountered a hurricane at sea.
在1620年的时候，就是五月花启程之后第四周，他们遇到了巨大的风暴。
In the account that William Bradford had of that storm, it says that they were literally bouncing off the walls of the ship during the storm.
就是当时这个风暴有多么的剧烈呢？就当时有一个描述，就是清教徒他们在船里头被甩来甩去，甩到墙上又掉下来。
Do you know what the pilgrims were doing as they're bouncing off the wall?
当他们就这样被摇晃的时候，你知道他们在做什么吗？
They were singing Psalm 23.
他们在齐声的歌唱二十三篇的赞美诗。
I just love that.
我非常的喜欢他们的做法。
But then in the midst of this storm, there was a tremendous crack that they heard from the boat itself.
但是突然之间他们听到一声震耳欲聋的声音，破裂的声音。
And the sailors opened the hatch, and the captain, Christopher Jones, came down with a lantern and looked at the ceiling beam.
然后就是水手和船长就冲出去，然后举起灯来看，检查这个天花板。
And the cross beam that supported the entire ship had cracked, and the mast was on top of it.
然后他们发现这个支撑船主桅杆的这个横梁给断掉了。
If that cross beam gave way, the ship was going to sink.
就是如果要是这个真的彻底掉下来的话，那五月花很有可能就会倾覆沉没了。
So the leader of the pilgrims, William Bradford,bowed his head and he said, "Let's pray."
然后这些清教徒的一个领袖，他叫威廉布拉德福德，就低下头说，我们一起来祷告。
Now, what type of prayer do you think he's going to offer up at this time?
大家想想他做的是个什么样的祷告。
I'm sure it's going to be, you know, a long one with lots of big words, lots of scripture quoted in it.
我想应该是一个非常长的，非常规范的，非常就是词用的非常优美的一个祷告。
What he said, his prayer, was five words.
但是他的祷告其实只有五个字。
Yet, Lord, you can save.
是的，主啊，你可以救我们。
And all the pilgrims said, Amen!
然后所有人就大喊阿门。
That's it! That's the only prayer you're going to give?
这就是一个他们当时做的一个祷告。
It was.
对，就是这样。
And all of a sudden, there's this guy. His name is Brewster, and he remembers, "Hey, when we were in Holland, I got this long screw. Do you think this will help?"
然后就在那一刻，一个名叫布鲁斯的人，他记得他曾经在荷兰买到过一个非常好的螺丝，铁螺丝。
And they took that screw and they put it in the crossbeam.And the beam held for the entire trip.
那然后他就用这个铁螺丝把这个两个木头给接在一起，固定住了。
When your back is against the wall,
当你在陷入绝境的时候
，When you're in a situation it's over your head,
当你似乎看不到希望的时候
，When it seems like there is no hope in life,
让你感觉到陷入绝境
，Call.On the name of the Lord for deliverance.
那在这个时候的话，你就要用一个拯救的祷告来呼求上帝。
Deliver us from evil.
请救我们脱离凶恶。
Our last step, step 10.
最后一步。
Is the prayer victory.
是得胜的祷告。
Because we're going to end this prayer just like we started it. We're going to praise God because He is an awesome God.
我们将会用这个主祷文的开头和结尾一样的一个方式来结束祷告，因为我们要赞美我们伟大的神。
Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
See, as Christ's followers, we don't pray for victory, we pray from victory.
作为神的跟随者，我们不为寻求胜利而祷告，我们为以得胜利而赞美祷告。
The victory has already been won. It was won at the cross and the empty tomb.
我们这个已经得胜了，因为空坟墓，因为十字架。
I've read the last pages. Have you read the last pages?
我已经读了圣经的最后一章，大家有读这一章吗
？We win.
我们已经赢了。
We're gonna win.
我们赢了。
This is not in doubt.
这个毫无质疑。
The victory is ours.
我们是得胜的那一方。
So we're going to enter into that victory in this prayer.
所以我们也该用一个这样的方式来结束祷告。
And we're going to bet the whole farm, the whole everything that Jesus is going to win.
所以我们把自己所有的一切全部都压上，因为我们相信主耶稣他赢了。
So when we're praying for our families, we know Jesus wins.
所以我们在 家庭一起祷告的时候，我们知道主耶稣赢了。
When we pray for our church, we know Jesus wins.
当我们为教会祷告的时候，我们知道主得胜了。
When we pray for our country, we know Jesus wins.
当我们为我们国家祷告的时候，我们知道主赢了。
So we don't need to freak out.
我们不需要害怕。
We can smile even in the midst of storms.
我们在风暴中，我们依旧可以微笑。
Because Jesus wins.
因为我们的主赢了。
Psalm 115, verse 1. Could you read that?
诗篇的115篇第一章说到，耶和华，荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们，是要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。
When we live our lives for the glory of God, God's going to pour his blessing out on us.
当我们为上帝的荣耀而活的时候，神就会为我们敞开大门，并且赐下最丰富的祝福。
I can't wait to hear the stories of how this prayer is going to change your life, and you're going to live for God's glory, and He's going to just pour blessing out on you.
我迫不及待地想听你们以后的见证，就是你们如何为神的荣耀而活。
Right now, God is in heaven, and He's looking down, and He's looking at this church, and He's saying,Who's going to believe that in the end, Jesus receives all the glory?
神现在就在天堂看着我们，然后看谁相信主最后得了，主取得了最后的得胜。
And if you live to give him the glory, God's going to bless you. Guaranteed.
当我们为主的荣耀而活的话，他会为我们竭尽全力赐下他的祝福。
So how do we practice this now?
那我们有什么实践的方法吗？
Let me give you four suggestions.
我给大家四个建议。
Pray this in your family.
在家庭中这样祷告。
Dads, I need you to step up and be the prayer leaders in your families.
我们做父亲的，我要你们站起来，然后成为你们家庭里头祷告的领袖。
Gather your children around and say, kids, let me show you how to pray.
来把你的孩子聚集在一起，并且教他们如何祷告。
Pray in your families.
在你的家中要祷告。
You know, in the United States, there was this woman, Madeline Murray O'Hare. Anyone ever hear of her?
美国有一个这个人，大家有听过她吗？
Well, she was a woman in the 1960s. They used to pray in public schools, but she's the one that.Got prayer taken out of the public schools.
就是之前的这个公立学校，在1960年之前的时候，都是学校里都有祷告的。然后他就是这个人取消了这个反对，并且取消了公立祷告。
And I think it's unfortunate that you can't pray in school anymore.
然后他就说，他有一个这样提议，说以后不准在学校里再祷告了。
But here's what's even more unfortunate.
就是很不幸的事情是
Christians aren't praying in their homes anymore.
基督徒很多基督徒他们在家里也不祷告了。
And nobody has taken that away. We just gave it up.
就是没有人从这里逼迫你，但是你自己也放弃了。
Pray in your families.
所以在家里一定要祷告。
Pray this in your marriage.
在你的婚姻中这样祷告。
Right now in the United States, they say about 50% of marriages are not going to make it.
就是现在美国大约有一半的婚姻走不到最后。
The Family Life Conference interviewed thousands of people and found this true.
然后他们曾经做过一个调查，调查了几千个家庭。
If you pray with your spouse,
如果夫妻一起祷告的话，
the chance of you getting divorced,
离婚的几率是
is 1 in 1,105.Marriages.
就是在每1105对夫妻中，只有一对可能会离婚。
Let me say this again. If you don't pray in your marriage, it's about a 50-50 chance you're going to make it.
如果你要是在家里不祷告的话，那你的婚姻就是那二分之一的几率。
If you do pray in your marriage,
如果你在婚姻中祷告的话，
the chance is 1 in 1,105 that you're not going to make it.
那你的离婚几率就只有1105/1,000,000.
So this is how you do it.
你该这样做。
You grab your wife's hands.
你抓着你妻子的手。
And you say, "Honey, can we pray?"
然后说我们一起来祷告。
And you say, "Our Father in heaven."
我们然后一起说我们在天上的父。
And you just say, "Lord, thank you for your character. Thank you for your love."
说主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你以爱我们。
Hallowed be your name.
然后以尊你名为圣。
And you praise the Lord for His character and for His gifts.
我们为赞美神而祷告。
And you just go down the list. Now, if you say, "Oh man, I can't remember all that," just do this.
如果你有个对你如果记不起来所有要祷告事情的话，你这样做。
Honey, we're going to just pray one phrase of the Lord's Prayer right now.
那你就可以带着你的妻子说 ，OK， 我们今天就祷告一句主祷文。
Just pick one of the 10 steps.
我们就在这十步中，我们只选一个方面来祷告。
The first time you do this will be the hardest.
你们第一次这样做的时候，可能是最难的开始。
The second time will be the second hardest.
那第二次的话就是容易了一些。
But then all of a sudden it'll start to flow, and you'll be praying as a husband and wife.
然后呢，你们就会变成一个渐渐的变成一个祷告的家庭婚姻。
Pray this with each other.
彼此代祷。
This church needs to pray.
我们的教会需要祷告。
You say when?
你说什么时候呢
？Every time you get together, you pray.
就是每一次当你遇到彼此的时候，你都要祷告。
You say, "We've never done it that way before."
你会说我们从前从来没有这样做过呀。
True.
是的。
But you're going to change.
但是你需要改变。
Because God wants you to pray together.
因为主希望你们一起祷告。
Let's say only 2 or 3 of you are praying together. Do you think Jesus will be with you?
然后你们大家不知道吗？就是2到3个人一起祷告的时候，主与你们同在。
Absolutely.
当然了，他会与你们在一起。
So whenever you get together,
所以每一次当你们聚在一起的时候
just say, "Let's take 2 minutes and pray."
然后就说我们来花2分钟的时间一起祷告一下。
Everybody prays together.
每一个人都要一起祷告。
And then pray this individually.
然后自己去做一个祷告。
Martin Luther, the great reform leader, used to take the Lord's Prayer and use it twice a day as his guide for his private prayer life.
马丁路德金他曾经的话，每一天他都用这个主祷文的方式来做2次的祷告，至少。
Now, if Martin Luther did this, I think it's probably good for us to do it too.
那他既然这样做了，我相信这也是一个我们值得借鉴的地方。
And you could do this anytime. You could pray with your eyes open.
你可以睁着眼睛去祷告。
So I encourage you to drive and pray, which is really a good thing to do.
我强烈的建议大家在开车的时候可以祷告。
Help!
帮助我。
When you're in 95, Lord, deliver me from evil.
我现在在95街上，然后让我远离这个。
What I'm encouraging you to do is to become people of prayer and to use the Lord's Prayer all the time in your life.
我今天要鼓励大家的是要用主祷文，然后进行你一生中每一天这样去祷告。
And we're going to end by doing that.
然后我们今天就以这个方式来结束。
And I'll show you how to do it. And we can keep our eyes open, okay?
我们可以睁着眼睛。
You start with our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
And then you start to say, because the word is daddy, right?
因为那个词的话是父啊，是父亲，爸爸。
You say, "Father, I praise you for your character, that you're a loving heavenly father."
然后这句话就意味着你在和父来建立连接。你说你是慈爱的父。
Thank you that I can call you daddy.
非常感谢你可以让我叫你爸爸。
And then say, "I love you."、Father.
然后你对你的父天父说，天父我爱你。
So we're going to focus on the fatherhood of God in that first phrase.
然后第一句话是让我们认识到这一位神，他是我们的阿爸父。
Then we're going to say, "Hallowed be your name."
然后我们来说，愿世人都尊你的名为圣。
And this is where we're going to praise God for His character and for His names.
然后这句话呢，是我们来赞美神他的一个品格。
Remember, there's 956 names of God in the Bible.
大家要记得，在圣经中有神的名字有960个。
Get to know a few of those names and just start to praise God. God, you are the God who provides. You're the God who heals.
然后就是大家要学会了解他们其中的几个名字。你是医治的父，你是帮助的父。
Praise.Then we're going to say, Your kingdom come.
然后我们说，愿你的国降临。
Lord, send your kingdom to the earth.
然后主啊，愿你的国降临到这里。
Send your kingdom to my life.
请让你的国降临到我的生活中。
Today, I'm going to crown you as king of my life.
今天我让你尊你为我生命的主。
So we're going to align ourselves and we're going to say, Lord, help me to build your kingdom today.Not my kingdom.
主啊，然后你就会说，主啊，按你的旨意来建立你的国，不要按照我的旨意来。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Hold your hands up, Lord. I surrender to you.
然后举起你们的双手，说，主啊，我顺服你。
Whatever you want is what I want.
你希望怎么样，那也是我的。我所希望的。
Today I am surrendering to you as King Jesus.
主啊，我今天顺服在你的脚下，尊你为我生命的救主。
Give us today our daily bread.
日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Just enough bread for today, Lord.
就为今天的饮食而感恩。
Just enough wisdom for that business meeting that's going to happen at 10 o'clock today.
就为今天早晨十点的早餐而感恩。
Just enough strength that I can do my best in my work.
感谢你赐给我刚刚好的力量，让我可以在工作上得力。
Just enough guidance that I can guide my family today.
感谢你今天，然后教导我怎样去维持我这个家庭里的一些事情。
Then we're going to pray forgiveness.
然后我们来祷告宽恕。
Forgive us our sins.
免我们的债。
We're going to thank the Lord that if we have the courage to confess, He has the power to forgive.
然后去祷告，我们只要我们有勇气来到神面前认罪，神就会宽恕我们。
Then we're going to say, as we forgive those who sin against us.
然后我们告诉父说，如同我们免了人的债。
Right now, release every person that sinned against you.
我们到现在的话，我们要赦免一切曾经伤害过我们的人。
Every person who has wronged you, today you're going to say, Lord, I forgive them. The slate is clean.
所以，卸下你身上的枷锁，今天原谅那些曾经伤害你的人。
And lead us not into temptation.
然后是不要叫我们遇见试探。
You're going to pray right now. Lord, help me to stay away from deadly sin.
然后向主求主让我们远离那些试探，然后罪的试探。
Lord, if I have the inclination to sin today, take away the opportunity.
如果我今天有这个犯罪的倾向，求恩主你把这个机会一定要拿走。
And if I have the opportunity to sin today, Lord, would you take away the inclination?
如果我今天有机会犯罪的话，求恩主你一定不要让我有这样的倾向。
Deliver us from the evil one.
救我们脱离凶恶。
Help.
救我。
Help, Lord, I need your help.
主啊，救我，我需要你的帮助。
I can't fight this battle alone.
我自己一个人没有办法作战。
So you're going to ask God for deliverance.
所以我们求主来救我们脱离凶恶。
And then we're going to end with victory. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
然后我们就以赞美主来结束，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
Tell the Lord right now, you're going to live for His kingdom. You're going to live to give Him the glory.
然后向主来承诺，会过一个主喜悦的生活，荣耀他的生活。
Lord, as your children, we pray this prayer. Remind us that we should pray this often.
我们应该常常的祷告。
And Lord, we want to give you all of the glory in Jesus' name.
主，我们愿把所有的荣耀都归给你。
Amen.
阿们。